Muchas gracias, señor presidente.
Thank you very much, Mr. President. Since it's the first time that my delegation is taking the floor, it gives me great pleasure to congratulate you on your assumption of the presidency of the CD during the current period of sessions. You can count on the support of Mexico in your efforts aimed at reaching our common objective to help our forum overcome the paralysis that it's suffering from and start substantive and fundamental negotiations work. This year, once again, we have the opportunity to renew with the raison d'etre of this forum that was created 42 years ago. We represent those who in 1978 committed the countries to work for a more safe future on the basis of mutual trust. And it is necessary for us to resume our walk along this path. And we, just like other delegations, are coming to this session with some mixed feelings. On one hand, we have very good sign that Algeria is heading our work, just like in 2009 when this forum managed to agree on a program of work for the last time. We believe that this is something that augurs well. And we also, at the same time, share the feelings of other delegations that is necessary to reiterate with the spirit of negotiations and take serious commitments to ensure that we restore the raison d'etre of this conference. Now, we understand that the challenge is not simple. The CD is not simply not working for a long time. And 2019 was yet another year of paralysis. And over the last 2 years, we have not been able to agree on substantive reports. And the paralysis has deepened with the growing politicization that we have been witnessing. And that contaminated discussions in 2018 and 2019, accompanied by testy exchanges, something that is very far from what we need to do here as diplomats. In this respect, we like to ask countries to avoid any actions that contribute to the politicization of our discussions. For example, as the opposition to the participation of state non-members and as observers, because this does not really contribute to the spirit of openness that should prevail in this forum, and would like to ask the countries to reconsider that position. Now, Mr. President, we would like to thank you for the program of work, and we're still reviewing the proposal in greater detail, but I would like to say that all member states, not just several states, should be more flexible and more creative to ensure that we overcome the stalemate here in this conference. Now, in the last 20 years, we weren't able, and I'm not even talking about reaching a legally binding instrument, we weren't able to reach agreements in good faith to start negotiations, despite the fact that we do have some groundwork that will help us reach this objective. For example, the issue of FMCT. Mexico cannot accept and will not support any attempts to make it look like something is done. And this is especially important in the light of the financial crisis faced by the United Nations that forces us to use in a productive manner the resources that we have. Rest assured, Mr. President, that Mexico will contribute in a positive manner to all of the efforts to ensure that the CD resumes with its main function as the only body for multilateral disarmament negotiations, and we will support you in your work.